Harper Audio presents Always in My Heart by Frieda Lightfoot, read by Rachel Louise Miller. 1. 1944. Rain pounded upon the windows as the small bus wound its way along narrow lanes. The sound of its grinding gears as it lurched around a bend and began to climb steeply upwards stirred Brenda from a deep sleep. Blinking herself awake, she gazed out at the scramble of sharp peaks, jutting rocks, and smooth green-humped hills, disappointed they were not lit by the warmth of September sunshine. Yet she felt some relief to have at last reached the Pennines. The journey had been long and difficult. She still shivered at the memory of being halted and searched by a German guard at the foot of the Pyrenees in Spain. A terrifying moment. Now, after years of danger, she was at last safe. In a bus driving mile upon mile over beautiful open moors cloaked in purple heather. Eventually, the vehicle stopped and the driver called out,
"Trowbridge Hall!"
Hitching her heavy bag high onto her shoulder, Brenda climbed out of the warmth of the bus into the chill damp of the valley. When first she'd set off from France, she'd felt dizzy with anticipation, filled with hope. But much as she had longed to reach her destination, now a nervous tension was setting in. She could remember all too well the scowls, furious arguments, and strong tone of disapproval on the day she'd been thrown out of the manor house all those years ago. Today, it felt strangely silent as Brenda walked down the rutted track, the only sound that of her boots squelching in the mud, a clogging mist swirling about her. Thankfully, it had at last stopped raining. Turning a corner, she paused to gaze up at the tall chimneys, mullioned windows, and grey stone walls of this grand house. For a moment, her nervousness faded, even if the mist did not. When at a low ebb during her recent troubles, she would often bring to mind the majesty of these rolling hills and the autumn glory of the scabious, goldenrod and blue harebells that clustered the verges. The memory of this place had at times helped to keep her sane. Her heartbeat quickened as she recalled coming to work here back in the spring of 1939. That was the day she and Jack had first met, and despite her being no more than a mere scullery maid, and he the son of a wealthy landowner, they'd fallen in love almost at first sight. At just 17, she'd been young and eager for a new life, utterly captivated by his good looks, his gentle kindness, and the way his blue-grey eyes smiled at her. Whenever her day's work ended and she'd take a walk for a breath of fresh air, Jack would be sitting on a wall or leaning against a tree, waiting for her.
"I thought I'd show you around," he'd said, with a twinkling smile, the first time she'd found him there. The thought had thrilled her.
"Oh, that would be lovely." She'd felt herself blushing, even as her insides tingled with excitement. They'd stepped out along the path into the wood, the dog at his heels, as Jack explained how he didn't want her to get lost.
"It's not a good idea to venture too far on your own, as it's all too easy to lose your way in these woods," he'd warned.
"I confess I am more accustomed to the busy streets of Manchester," Brenda had admitted, gazing in wonder at the bluebells in bloom. It was May, and she could hear the rippling chatter of field fairs celebrating the coming of warmer weather. Or at least the Castlefield part of the city. I'm more used to walking along canal towpaths than in woodlands. Never really been out much in the countryside before, but it is so beautiful here. I'd love to explore it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?